Welcome everybody and good afternoon. Welcome to another Wednesday,
Evening-ish.
Okay, good afternoon, evening-ish. Welcome to another Wednesday edition of Porn Stars Unplugged on your favorite station, 101.9 High FM. Today is the 23rd of January 2019, or Yud Zayin in Shvat, 5779. And the time now is 6:06, and the Porn Stars are here, ready to start and entertain you for tonight. Let's see who we have. Oh, who we don't have here. We don't have Roy today. So, you are with Liel, and Roy is in...
Tel Aviv.
I don't know if in Tel Aviv. He's in Aretz, somewhere in Aretz, and he's having a lot of fun in the cold. It's very cold there, eh? Very, very cold. But he will be back next week. So you guys don't need to miss him much, and I hope it will be okay today, and you won't miss his voice too much. So who is with me today? Wait. My son is calling me now. Why? Why, Eli? Okay.
He's listening to you probably. No, he's not.
He's playing Fortnite. He don't have time to listen to the radio. Okay. You mad? Okay. So who is here today? You heard it. Voice is our antique memorabilia and collectible expert, Eitan Nadler.
Good evening, woo! Everyone, and nice to be here.
Thank you. He deserves it.
I must say that the traffic is becoming more and more disgusting every day that pass.
Oof, this morning was horrible.
Not to mention that I don't know what's going on, but so many robots on main roads are not working. And as
what
much
do you
as
mean?
They try, they're just not working.
They steal either. The cables, the rain. What do you mean? Yeah, we're in South Africa. You have to embrace it.
I wonder all the damage of December, how long it will take to fix and come back to normal. On the way to here today, next to where my daughter stays, half of the road been dug out.
Oh.
So they put barricade around, and you know what? Let the traffic see how they manage to bypass it.
Yeah, I was also stuck there.
And you just stuck over there for 15-20 minutes, and you depend on the road
from the highway.
No, it's somewhere on Glenhove, okay. On the M20, what's called.
Yeah, the M20.
And you know what?
I had to go around because it was blocked completely.
The good heart of others to let you
even
pass.
The guy in the robot, the one that asks you for money, is telling the people to go around because it's stuck over there.
Giving instructions.
Yeah, so that was Eitan. We forgot the fifth porn star. She is a motivational speaker. She's an inspiration.
And welcome back.
She is Sasha Star.
Hey!
Yeah. Yeah, that's it. Thank you.
I thought maybe you were going to leave the best for last.
The what?
No.
We're going to go through all the men.
What is the best for? What is
me.
The best?
You. I'm the best. I'm
next time I'll do it.
We always learn to start with the beautiful sex.
I start with you, Eitan. You're not
well, I have to represent all
you know,
the men.
Dogs before.
He's a decorated journalist with over 40 years of experience in entertainment reporting. Is our own movie critic, Peter Feldman.
Thank you for this wonderful round of applause. It's much appreciated.
Also with us is Moshe Staugrad, that I don't know how to describe you. Moshe, help me. A dancer, a father.
A dinosaur.
A relic. Yeah.
Yes.
We need him.
Why
we
else?
Need him.
Say it's okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
We need him over here to feel young. What do you want? It's
okay.
Okay. It's okay.
Okay.
I think he's got the legs for a lot of action, actually. Hey, they fixed him.
I'm waiting to go back. Not ready. Not ready yet.
Never mind.
It's not fully cooked. The leg. Not Moshe.
Really?
Moshe is well.
Moshe's got a lovely joke about legs.
Okay. I don't know if we're allowed to say these jokes here. We're gonna have Peter Feldman with the movies tonight, and we're gonna have Sasha Star with the Star Report. And of course, Peter will ask you a question and he will give,
we'll give double tickets away.
Double tickets to a couple of very lucky listeners. So please stay tuned. We're gonna start with a song just to put some rhythm into the show and to wake you up, and we're gonna be back with the movie report right now.
This is Pawn Stars Unplugged.
And thank you for staying with us, and you're back with the Pawn Stars Unplugged. We are ready for our movie report with Peter Feldman right after this single.
Quiet on the set. Can we please have quiet on the set?
The movie review with Peter Feldman.
Aliel, thank you. We've got quite a few movies opening on Friday. The best one that I really enjoyed was On the Basis of Sex.
Yes.
It sounds very sexy.
Yes.
This is the story of a woman who changed the law, helped change the law in America with gender equality. And her name is Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
She's
in her 80s right now, and she's been elevated now to high position, you know,
She's the coolest old woman.
She is amazing. And Felicity Jones, who's British, plays her, and very good she is. She shines. This is one of the roles which Felicity Jones has never really had a role to grip. This one she can really sink her teeth into. And it's the story of a period in her life when she first joined Harvard Law School. And at that stage, there were only 9 women. The rest were all men. And the head of the Harvard Law School is a guy called Griswold, and Irwin Griswold, and he's played by Sam Waterston, and he's so anti-woman. I mean, he's so rude to her, but she overcame all that.
We're talking about 50s, I think.
It was a 56 when
that was different times.
It was a different time, a different period, different thinking. It was the whole civil rights movement started up, and so at that stage she had to fight her way. She was married to Marty Ginsburg, who became a famous tax lawyer, and he had cancer, so she had to balance her life learning, and also she went to his classes, and she took all the notes so that he could keep going even though he was ill. So, and she had to run a household, and she had 3 children, so it was quite a battle for her, yet she overcame all this. And she, one of the big issues she defended in the courts, a guy actually, because he was being discriminated against, and she defended him, and this changed the law, changed her life, it changed her career. It's beautifully done, stylish, and it's very legal verbiage. You know, it's all about law, it's all about the courts, it's all about the law and how it operates. So it's not actually light, breezy, easy stuff. You've got to concentrate and focus on what's going on. But it's an excellent movie, and that opens on Friday.
Okay.
And then we got a movie with Keanu Reeves. Now, Keanu Reeves, I think he's got about as much personality as your average oak tree.
So it have to be a John Wick 1, 2, 3,
not
4, 5.
Not quite. It's called Replicant.
Ah, not this one. Okay.
No, he works, if you don't mind, in a laboratory, and he's a neurosurgeon who can, his job is to take the minds of dead soldiers and through technology put it into an android. So the android would have the mind of a soldier, but it'll be an android who is good at fighting. And his first experiment doesn't work. And he's been threatened with being fired. He's got to get this thing to work. So he takes some time off, and he takes his family for a holiday, and they have a serious accident, and his entire family are wiped out. And working with him in the laboratory is a guy who's a specialist in cloning. So the next step is they're going to reclone. They're going to clone his family. It's the most absurd movie I've ever seen. It's got so many holes you could drive a cruise liner through them. It just does not make sense. And it gets weirder and weirder as it goes on. So he's got the whole family together. The wife doesn't know the heck what's going on, nor did I. So what can I say? If you like Keanu Reeves and you like this kind of sci-fi fantasy, it might tickle your funny bone.
Okay.
Then there are 2 movies opening, South African-made movies. One is called Matwetwe. It's set in Atteridgeville, and it's about 2 teenagers who finish school and they don't know what to do with their lives. One of them wants to become a botanist, but he's cultivated a certain weed that is called Matwetwe, which in Pretoria lingo means wizard. And he cultivates this, and he sells it, and he's making a living, but he wants to sell more, and he wants to crack this big league so he can make lots of money so he can go and study at university. And it's just the friendship between him and his colleague who they work together, and their work through the township and the different characters that are part of the township, part of the drug dealers, and this whole thing that's happening. It's very real. The language is good. It's English subtitles. Then there's another movie called 3 Days to Go, which I haven't seen. I'm going to see a preview tonight. It's about a family who come together after the death of the father. It's been done in America before, where all the family, they haven't seen each other for a long time, the brothers, the sisters, the sister-in-laws, and do they get on together? They want to see who inherited the money, where it's going to, how they're going to get on. So it's one of those kind of movies. It's a black movie. It's a South African movie, and I hear it has a lot of Hollywood gloss with it. So my question to our lovely listeners is, who plays the lead role in On the Basis of Sex, the woman who plays Ruth Bader Ginsburg? And you can win 2 free tickets. We'll give you Mobi codes to the winners, and you can go and see the movie. Vouchers are valid for 2D or 3D movies for regular and VIP cinemas. You know, we've got a special arrangement with Chai FM winners that they can go and see it in the VIP cinema. The vouchers exclude Extreme and 4DX cinemas, as well as movies in their first week of release. So unfortunately, you can't see the movies that are opening this week. You know, you can only redeem this at cinemas, not on the, you can't use it online, and it's only at new Metro Cineplexes. And the winners need to present vouchers and complimentary Mobi codes. I will actually phone them. I phone the winners and talk to them. And the vouchers expire within 3 months, so you can go and see it when
you can. That's awesome, guys. Don't lose it. What is the question for this week?
Who plays the lead role of Ruth Bader Ginsburg in the movie On the Basis of Sex?
Awesome.
I mentioned her name.
Guys, yeah, I can also mention her name, but then it won't be a question.
No.
So I mustn't. Okay, WhatsApp number 061-895-1019. Or SMS line 34519. Please don't forget to SMS us the answer. Who is the lead role with the that played Ruth Ginsburg in the new movie? And you can win a double ticket to a movie in New Metro. Let's hear another song, and we almost on time for Such a Star. We need help.
This is the Porn Stars with Roy Perez.
Okay, I hope you guys are excited, because I'm excited. It's time for the Star Report with Sasha Star.
The Star Report with Sasha Star.
And it's all about the Oscars.
No, it's all about Brad Pitt.
No, we'll get to Brad Pitt.
No, I want to talk about Brad Pitt now.
No, we'll get to Brad Pitt.
Why are we talking about guys? Sorry for asking.
We'll get to it now. Okay, so it's all about the Oscars.
Yes,
talk to
because
us.
The nominations came out yesterday. And some surprises, some very predictable nods. But I'm going to give you a few of them, and you'll tell me what you think. So in the Best Picture category, we have, in alphabetical order, Black Panther.
Nah.
Really?
No. Not an Oscar movie. It's a good movie, not even a great one. Yes?
I tell you what. The thing about Black Panther is that it has received 7 nominations, and it's actually become the very first superhero film ever nominated for Best Picture.
Yeah, but I think it's because of the cultural... The culture thing that it gave to black Americans and what they made out of it, and it went big all around the black population over the world. That is great. But
me,
the movie,
I loved it.
I also loved it very much.
It's a nice
and I connected
movie.
To it.
But then, come on.
I see Marvel much better.
Exactly. They did much, much better than
Batman,
that.
Batman Begins is maybe 1,000 times
Listen,
better. There is much, much better movie.
It's something to do with the history of the culture, like Liel said. I'm not going into detail to make from it a wow.
No, I'm not saying that it's not deserved to win an Oscar. It's not that good.
It's not a movie to reach an Oscar.
I enjoyed it. I also enjoyed The Avengers, the new movie. It's not an Oscar movie.
Okay, guys, you can never ever go back to Wakanda now.
All I wanted to ask, because last year Roy said that he would like to be nominated. They nominated him?
Sadly not. Maybe for a Razzie. We'll get to those.
I don't think so as well. Let's listen to the rest.
All right. So, Black Panther, Black Klansman.
Okay.
Bohemian Rhapsody.
That's good.
The Favorite. Green Book. Roma. A Star is Born. And Vice. So, very interesting. A lot of the other nominations coming from these 8, including, of course, Bohemian Rhapsody. Rami Malek is nominated for lead actor, as well as Bradley Cooper from A Star is Born, and Christian Bale from Vice. Mm-hmm. Viggo Mortensen from Green Book. The only one who's sort of out of the loop is Willem Dafoe for At Eternity's Gate. That was a bit of a surprise. In the lead actress category, we have Yalitza Aparicio from Roma, which leads, in fact, with 10 nominations.
And it's a Netflix movie. It's not even a cinema movie. That's amazing.
That's the other thing. It is also made history because the Alfonso Cuarón film, as you mentioned, is a Netflix film. It's the very first Netflix film to reach Best Picture status, or nomination status anyway. And now what's rather interesting is that many film houses or theater chains in America do a sort of Best Picture showcase between now and the 24th of February when the Oscars will take place.
Yeah.
And they have refused to screen Roma.
Good?
Is it good?
Yes.
Is it not deserving? Is it not still a film?
Why? Because it's good? Because it's Oscar good?
No. It had a limited theater run.
It did.
In order to be eligible.
Okay.
I saw it in cinemas, in fact.
Did you?
Yes. So that's
I think
leading.
It's fair enough. I think you can leave it as a Netflix film and people can watch it on Netflix.
You know what? It has gotten so much acclaim. And of course, Alfonso Cuarón is nominated for Best Director. Mm-hmm. Someone who wasn't nominated for Best Director, I'm pretty upset about, was Bradley Cooper for A Star Is Born. I think he did a fantastic job behind the scenes. I'm pretty disappointed. Spike Lee got 3 nominations after 30 years.
Yep.
Yorgos Lanthimos was nominated for The Favorite, which also leads to 10 nominations. Adam McKay for Vice. Keep an eye on Christian Bale in that film where he plays Dick Cheney. In the lead actress category, as I was saying, Olivia Colman for The Favorite, Lady Gaga for A Star Is Born, Melissa McCarthy for Can You Ever Forgive Me. What's amusing about that is she's also been nominated for a Razzie Award. So the Razzies, for anyone who doesn't know, is basically the worst in film awards. And it takes place the night before the Oscars. And hopefully there are films that you haven't actually seen. So Best Picture, Worst Picture nominees include Gotti, The Happy Time Murders, Holmes and Watson, Robin Hood, and Winchester. But the best category in the Razzie Awards is undoubtedly the worst screen combo. So these include any two actors or puppets in Happy Time Murders, Johnny Depp and his fast-fading film career, or Sherlock Gnomes, Will Ferrell and John C. Reilly.
No, boo.
In Holmes and Watson.
No,
Kelly Preston and John Travolta getting Battlefield Earth type reviews for Gotti. And, wait for it, Donald J. Trump and his self-perpetuating pettiness for both Death of a Nation and Fahrenheit 11-9, in which he played himself. Because, of course, they're documentaries. So we'll wait and see what is given a statuette when the Oscars finally take place on the 24th
Sasha,
of February.
Who is your front runner for movies? Give me 2 movies.
Oh, it's so difficult. I haven't seen all of them. I've seen perhaps 4 out of the 8 that have come out.
I haven't
in
seen
this
any
country.
Of them, and I can tell you what my 2 front runners are.
Really?
Yeah.
Let's hear.
Mm-hmm. The Favorite and Green Book.
So Green Book has picked up almost all the lead-up awards. It won the Critics' Choice Award,
Golden Globe,
which is a very big indicator. I think Roma may even surprise. A Star Is Born, I loved. The Favorite, I'm really looking forward to seeing. So I don't want to make a decision right now. I would like to actually see some of the films first, but we'll have this discussion at a later date, I promise.
Still have 2 months, no, a month and a half.
Yeah, and what's really interesting about the forthcoming Oscars is that it's the first time ever they haven't had a host.
Yeah.
And this is because Kevin Hart was originally selected as host. He then faced a lot of criticism due to previous homophobic remarks he had made, He apologized. He stepped down. There was talk that he may come back because Ellen DeGeneres, who is of course a member of the LGBTQ community, she rallied for him. And he said something like, you know, you've given me a lot to think about. And it was thought maybe he would reconsider. And in an interview a few days later, he said he isn't going to. 2 weeks is definitely not enough time to prepare, to rehearse. So no Kevin Hart this year, maybe in the future. But good news is that the Grammys have actually decided on their host. Do you know who I'm speaking of?
No.
Any guesses?
Kevin Hart?
Nice, but no.
Okay.
Alicia Keys.
He's free now.
Actually.
Alicia Keys.
Yes, I was slightly surprised.
My word.
But Liel, just for you, I have to go into the story.
Yes.
This is about the couple that wasn't.
Death?
That wasn't.
No.
No?
No. I've got my own sources.
Really?
And everybody say wasn't. They don't know what they're talking about. That's the best thing that happened to us in a very long time.
Charlize Theron.
Yes.
Unmarried. Brad Pitt, unmarried. Mm-hmm. They starred in an advert together. And as a result of this ad campaign, many people said, maybe they're actually seeing each other. So this was the rumor that was going around, saying that they've known each other for years, and they've even become, you know, better friends after working together. They have a lot of mutual friends. They have things in common. They share a love of acting. They're both ready for a serious relationship. But Liel, sources are now saying that nope, they are not together. They know each other, but it doesn't go beyond that. So sorry, Bralees is not a thing.
Well, 100%. When you see him in Benoni, just don't say anything. Uh-huh. I'm not going to say I told you so, but...
And that's the Star Report for the week.
That's it. I've got some stuff that you didn't talk about. Come
on. Go on.
Michael Gandolfino. Michael Gandolfino is, what's his name? James?
James Gandolfini.
James Gandolfino's, the late James Gandolfino's son.
Yeah.
And he's gonna take his, role.
Yes,
he's gonna take his father role as Tony Soprano.
They're making a prequel.
It's gonna be a movie.
Of the Sopranos.
It's gonna be a movie, and Tony Soprano gonna be, played by the son of the original Tony Soprano. So that's an interesting fact. I think I'm gonna contradict the Star Report and say that the new power couple in Hollywood, Brad Pitt and Charlize Theron, are amazing, and we wish them to have plenty kids together and to stay forever and ever together and to come to Benoni.
Fake news.
You fake news. Okay, let's not continue with this conversation, but I know everybody wants to believe me. Let's go for another song and keep on chatting after that. How about Queen?
This is the Pawn Stars with Roy Peretz.
Well, it is the Pawn Stars, but not with Roy Peretz. Roy is not with us this week, but you don't need to wait too long. Next week, Roy will be back with us. We're going to go back in time into history with Eitan Adler. Eitan, what do you have for us in history this
I don't want to
this
take
Wednesday.
Too much time.
You have 15 minutes, so take
no,
as much
no,
as
no,
you
no.
want.
I just want, most of us, I don't know, the kids of today, they are more busy with electronics.
Yes, but, Fortnite.
But all of us, when we grew up, all of us know what is a frisbee. And we played with frisbee. What I didn't
We are
know,
more into floss dance, yeah?
Yeah, today they are more in the whatever, electronics. No frisbee.
They probably do play frisbees,
yeah.
But it's an app on their
yeah,
phone.
Yeah, an app on the phone. Mm-hmm. And
yeah.
PSP, PishmiP. Anyway, so the mention is that in 1957 today, okay, and the company WAM-O, the toy company, they actually released the first batch of the frisbee as we know it under this name, frisbee. What people don't know, the story of frisbee started in 1871, funny enough. And there was a pie company run by William Frisbee, with a different spelling, by the way. And he used to sell pies, and the students from the universities in the area used to buy them. And then they used to take these tin foil plates, mm-hmm. and they used to throw them to each other, right. shouting frisbee as they threw in it.
Throwing.
And throwing on each other. And that was the game. And that's, it was developed until 1957. It was developed to plastic. It was called, during all the rest of the name is, it was a flying saucer, a Pluto platter, all kind of funny names. And then in, as I said, 1957, frisbee. The big story about it, when it came to the shape that we all familiar with, 1967, between 67 and 77, okay, they sold over 100 million
wow.
frisbees. That's all. I love frisbees, so I decided I will mention this. And the other thing that we grew up on, 1983 today.
Nintendo.
No.
Atari.
No.
Come
the
on.
The A-Team. Debut on TV. Well, I
1983.
1983. Wow. So, yeah, the 18 first day on TV.
Yeah, B.A. Baracus.
Yeah. Hannibal.
Hannibal.
Crazy Chopper Pilot.
Face Murdoch. Yeah.
Crazy
yeah,
Murdoch.
They were
there. Listen, it's
before was, MacGyver, they were real heroes.
There was a MacGyver team.
Listen, now we have all the superheroes and all. This was a superheroes then.
Yeah.
These guys used to go on a chopper, go to the ground, everything blow up, and they used to go out with scratches, with a little bit. I'm telling
you. Listen, it was nice because during this TV series, not even one died.
Never.
They've all been either maximum wounded,
we used
sleeping,
to laugh.
Get handcuffed,
not
but
only.
No one got killed.
Not
in,
even.
In the old series. No one.
There was no explosion that you can't get out of it walking. That's great.
And the other thing, every explosion, a car is flying in the air.
Today when you look at this movie,
it's in the contract.
Today when you look at this movie, you know how child.
How we watched it.
You know, I'm watching lately the James Bond. Every night about on channel 140.
Okay.
And you look at this, you say, my God.
The old ones
are stupid. You know what? Today there's no reality to
it. It's like my son is looking on all these old movies, like the Titans and all this. How you guys watch it with all the, you can see the lines, you can see the cords. What's going on there?
You can see the submarine, it's in a fish tank.
Yeah, we grew up without CGI and then we grew up okay, eh?
Yeah.
No, yeah.
We survived.
Actually. Yeah, we can survive a power cut and no batteries. Actually, I wanted to go back to our normality in this time of just to tell a well, it's a Jewish story about this husband that calling
history
his
is
wife.
Finished. Okay, the history is finished.
No, that's it. It's
Eitan now is wait. Just, you wanted to talk about Salvador Dali? It's also history.
Salvador,
yes,
I love Salvador Dali.
I also love
him. And he passed today in 1989. Okay. Like a lot of kibbutzniks in my generation, we have his posters on the wall. Okay. We used to love his art and craziness.
We got a painting at home of Salvador Dali.
Yeah. It's you need to love it to have it on your wall. Let's call it like this.
I don't know.
It's very
I don't like art, but Salvador Dali is always interesting because you can look at the picture for a very long time and find out different things. It's nice. It's interesting.
Another one is Escher, by the way, that I love a lot.
I think Salvador Dali's become famous to this generation because of La Casa de Papel, or Money Heist, the Netflix series.
Yeah, but that's about 2 years old, Sash.
But I think that because, and I'm leading up to this, sorry, but for anyone who has seen the series or not seen the series, the characters wear a Salvador Dali mask. Mm. And now in Israel, some very strange thing is going on. It's a secret food delivery service. So you kind of have to get a hold of the special number through people via, and then you can order food and the person who comes to deliver it is wearing a Salvador Dali mask. So no one actually knows who this person is. You're looking at me like I'm mad. I'm looking at
you're not the mad one. The guys in Tel Aviv are mad.
Yeah. they became to a point of boldness that they don't know what to do with themselves.
We got issues in Israel. What Salvador Dali's secret food menu?
Well, it's winter. They locked in the house.
Oh my god, I also want to get hold of him. I will beat the crap out of them and tell them to
Why?
Go and find a job. Go and contribute to the country. Eitan, talk to us.
So this, the husband calling his wife. And ring, he said, honey, it's me. And I don't want to alarm you, but as I was coming out of the office to go to my car, a car hit me. And Paula took me to the hospital, and they've been checked me all over for a couple hours. And look, I'm still doing some tests, whatever, but nothing major, so you don't have to worry. I'm still doing some x-rays, whatever. So far, I've got some broken ribs. I broke a couple, both my legs. But I will be okay. They're thinking maybe they will have to take off my right foot. But in general, I'm okay. I'm in a good, so the wife responds, who the F is Paula? Now, if you don't believe to the story, you've probably never been married.
I can barely remember the part that you say Paula took me to the hospital. That was the most insignificant part.
That's the only thing your wife will hear. That's exactly it.
Doesn't care about anything.
All the rest is as soon as you said Paula, it went into boom. She can't hear anything.
Took off your leg or your foot.
Yeah, let me give you a couple of facts before we put another song, a great, great song, that got to do with the story of Eitan, and the song is dedicated to Roy. But let me give you a couple of facts because we have some time. So in a study of 200,000 ostriches over a period of 8 years, not even one of them reported a single case when an ostrich buried its head in the sand.
Really?
Really.
This is a cartoon.
Actually, it's a cartoon.
It's a cartoon fact.
It's a cartoon fact. Another cartoon fact is a shrimp's heart is in its head. Okay. And you can see it probably because it's see-through. Well, more than 50% of people in the world have never made or received a telephone call. How sad is that, guys? We are in 2019.
I think we need to get their phone numbers and call them, or maybe they don't have one.
Did you know that if you sneeze too hard, you can fracture a rib?
Yes.
Did you know that if you try to suppress a sneeze, you can rupture a blood vessel in your head or neck and
or
die?
Lungs. Or the lungs.
If you try to suppress, if you keep your eyes open by force when you sneeze, you might pop an eyeball out.
Yeah.
Guys, sneezing,
it's a high pressure mechanism, and I always tell people, don't hold it. Make it as noisy as possible. Let it come out. It's a very dangerous high pressure.
And crack
thing.
A rib.
And your heart stops when
heart
you
stops.
Sneeze.
That's right.
Your heart stops when you sneeze. This is why people say bless you.
Well,
it's also to do with the black plague.
I think I got another fact here. People say bless you when you sneeze because when you sneeze, your heart stops for a millisecond.
Yeah, I think there's. Well,
I'm never sneezing again. It's like the most dangerous thing I ever did
they
in my
call
life.
It skip a beat. By the way, if you have a heart attack and you are alone in the car, you remember, and this is real. Okay, to get to hospital, start to cough hard.
Just cough, yeah.
Cough and keep on driving as long as you can see and you are okay.
Eitan,
and
did
take
you
yourself
know
to the emergency room.
The cigarette lighter was invented before the match.
Well,
that's a fact.
It is
I'm
a fact because, listen, two stones together, it's a lighter, yeah. Basically.
Did you know, Sash, that's for you. 35% of people who use personal ads on dating apps
I'm
already married. Horrible people, what's wrong with you? A duck's quack doesn't echo. Nobody knows why.
I never tried them in close environment. And we had berbers.
Yeah,
we did
but
one
berbers,
time in
it's
the
not
chicken
a duck.
House.
It's half a duck, half
kind
a
of,
goose, half a...
But they were never echoing the chicken house compared to the chickens. I must say, now that I...
Such another one for you. Most lipstick contain fish scales.
I do know that.
I'm not kissing you on the lips.
Okay.
You said okay. Horrible. But you're going to cry. Like fingerprints, everybody's thumbprint is different.
And
the
there's
ear.
Something called a geographical tongue, where the print on your tongue changes every few days.
What?
Yes, I have this.
What?
Mm-hmm.
You're unique.
I am.
So special. So basically we can use you as a hired killer.
Guys, we got a couple of messages.
As long as you leave only tongue marks behind.
We got a couple of people that send us, especially on Bohemian Rhapsody, and said it's a very good movie, the best movie that they saw this year, and they wanted to win the Oscar. But nobody answered the question. So I think we're going to ask it tomorrow morning again and let someone win some tickets. Guys, you don't want to go to the cinema for free. It's nice. Let's listen.
See Bohemian Rhapsody.
I think it's out of circuit, eh?
No. It's
no?
Still on.
It's still on. Mm. But maybe for another week or two, so guys, you must go. Eh? And if you win the tickets, you can go for free. Let's listen to another song, the last song that we have tonight from ELO, and say our goodbyes after it. And we're back interrupting you this song to say our goodbyes. Don't forget, tomorrow morning at 9 to 10 in High FM, 101.9, Roy and Friends. I'm going to be here, Liel, with Moshe and Pita, and we try to make a nice hour that you guys can have on the road or in work already at 9 o'clock. So that's all we have for today. Thank you, Sasha.
Thank you. Okay.
Thank you, Moshe. Thank you, Eitan.
Shabbat Shalom. See you. Talk to you next week.
Goodbye to all of you, and I will speak to you tomorrow morning. Have a good evening. Bye-bye.
Bye.